This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the 100% LCFC podcast, brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxis, Everard's Tiger and Peter's Pizzeria. Today's podcast is live. I'm going to try and do a live episode every now and again, probably every sort of when I hit the tens mark. So the next live one will probably be the 50th episode. I'm even going to do a call-in show maybe with some of you fans that listen as well. So let us know if you want to come on the podcast, let us know. I've got Lee Drudgens from Arsenal Fan TV. Hopefully, I'm going to try and get him live on as well. I organised it with him. I'm going to call him later, or he's going to call me, one of the two. It's scheduled here for any time between 3 and 4 o'clock. So I'm just waiting for my phone to go off whilst I'm live doing this. So I've got to try and wing this show. Wish me luck. I'm Lee Chapman, back this week after a week off. We won't go into why I was off. Let's just get back straight into where we left off. Obviously, Leicester. Well, that's a new one, isn't it? Leicester versus West Ham at the weekend, just gone. And an insane game, actually. I didn't see this coming. I thought we was going to win this one quite simple. And it ended up with a 2-2 draw. And I got to say, we were lucky at times to get back into that. I really think we were really lucky, especially on the first goal. Obviously, Harry Maguire left his man, left Ben Chilwell to defend against Antonio, and Antonio towered above Ben Chilwell and made it 1-0. With a cool celebration, by the way. he caressed the carpet of the Olympic Stadium. But Jamie Vardy's equaliser at 1-1 with what a finish that was. Ben Chilwell, by the way, making up for the being towered over by Antonio for the first goal. Great cross, great finish. Jamie Vardy, just unstoppable. Imagine him at a bigger side than Leicester. He would score 30 a season. Now, there was lots of sideways stuff, and I think that left us sort of open for attack. And West Ham got their equaliser, which was a little bit lucky because it came off the post and obviously got the rebound and in. And we were 2-1 down. We was lucky really to get anything out of this game. So I was more than happy for a point in the end. I think 7th is going to be very difficult. Brendan Rodgers has stated in an interview today that 7th position is still doable. I will do all I can to make the team as attacking as can be. Then the supporters will be proud of the players. Our fans pay hard-earned money and some don't have jobs, but they still find money for a season ticket. We have to deliver for them. I'm not sure about the jobs phrase that he mentioned, but I see what he means. They've got to put the work in and get the fans back on, because a lot of fans, especially Sunday coming up against Arsenal, I think it's going to be dead. I hate Sunday games, especially the early kickoffs at lunchtime, where the fans haven't woke up, the players haven't woke up, and it's usually a very flat atmosphere. I'm hoping that Brendan Rodgers can turn the fans around over time. It has got better at the King Power Stadium. It really has. Since he's been here, it has got a lot better. Now, a point from that game leaves Leicester in ninth position on 48 points. And a little bit worried that we're not going to catch the seventh position. I don't know. Fans want it. Some fans don't. I'm not sure. I don't know. Is it too early to get Europe football with Brendan Rodgers in his first season? Do we wait to try and push for it next season? Time will tell, guys. Time will tell. You know, we're chasing Everton at the minute, who are on 49 points. And I think Wolves play tonight against Arsenal. And speaking of Arsenal, I'm going to do have a bit of a catch-up with one of the boys from Arsenal Fan TV later on the show. I've got Lee Judges here with me. He's going to phone in a little bit later on. But we've got Arsenal at the weekend, who are fifth and are playing Wolves tonight. Leicester, like I said, are in ninth, sitting behind Everton and Watford, who are on 49 and 50 points. It's a very, very tight one at the top as well, with Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs, all sort of fighting for, you know, third, fourth sort of spot. And Man United, I think, are sloping away from that. They are on 64 points. It's been an interesting one, with Man City on 86 points and Liverpool on 88. That is still going at the top. Who's going to win it? I know most footballing fans do not want Liverpool to win it. They want Man City to win it. And on the subject of Man City, I'm sure you've seen the news about Riyad Mahrez again. Mardy Mahrez is back at it with his Mardy attitude of not being played. And a bit like when he was at Leicester, where he wanted to leave the club and go to Man City. Now he spat his dummy out because he's not getting enough game time at Man City and is threatening to leave. I don't know how true that is, but a lot of media outlets all across the board have posted this now, and it looks like it's a widespread rumour. But there's always a source to some sort of rumour, as we know. Is there a buyout? Is there a buyout clause, buyback clause for Leicester on Riyad Mahrez? Would we take him back under Brendan Rodgers with a young squad? I don't know. That's one to ask. I think he's better than Damari Gray, you know. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that is the style of player that Brendan Rodgers wants, because Riyad Mahrez doesn't defend. He does not defend well. I'm going to ask Lee Judges when he comes on a little bit later if maybe Arsenal would be interested in a Riyad Mahrez, and see what he thinks. And get on top of what he thinks about the game as well. Obviously, he's more bothered about the Wolves game tonight, but I'm pretty sure he can get a few words in on about our fixture at the weekend. Let us know anyway if you are coming to the ground, if you're going to be at the King Power Stadium. Inbox us, at us, whatever you want to do, at Twitter, at 100LCFC. Let us know. Meet us even outside the ground. We do content there. We do post and pre-match, as well, live videos on Facebook. So if you're a Leicester fan and you want to get involved, or if you're an Arsenal fan, you're listening to Lee Judges in a minute, then by all means, meet us outside the Blues Bar, outside the King Power Stadium on Sunday. And I'm pretty sure we can fit you in on our content. And above all else, just enjoy the game. Here is Lee Judges now.
He's left time for us.
Hiya, Lee, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. You okay?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. I'm sorry about that. You're on the way to the Wolves game, you are?
Yeah, we're on the way now, so we're all slagging off the Arsenal.
What do you reckon? You reckon you're going to get a win tonight? What
today? Ooh. I honestly don't know, mate. If I'll be honest, you just don't know what team's going to turn up with the Arsenal, you know.
We can turn up
today and win comfortably, or we can lose humiliate as well. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I don't think Wolves have ever beat you, though, are they, in the Prem?
Whereas 10 years ago, we'd have been...
No, they're not. But they're a much better team now than what they were...
Well, obviously, of course.
They're a good side.
They've beat Chelsea, Man United, Spurs this season. So, yeah, they are on fire. They're a team that we're sort of fighting for seventh, aren't we, with Leicester? We're all fighting for that seventh spot.
I think the pair of you are in a bit of a battle for that, aren't you?
A lot of Leicester fans are saying that that seventh's too early for us. We should aim for that next season. Hello. Hello. Okay, well, it looks like we lost Lee Judges there. It's a shame. I'd love to have got him on the show, but I just literally can't get him on. Never mind. We'll have to get him at the ground on the King Power Stadium. That's just the way it is. I'm gonna have to roll with this. Let's talk about the Arsenal fixtures coming up. The Arsenal fixture is it's gonna be interesting. We've only beat them twice. In all competitions, we've played Arsenal 25 times, we've lost 16 and drew 7. Last meetings, Arsenal beat us 3-1 on the 22nd of October of this season. Hey up, this is Lee coming back now. Hiya Lee, I got you again.
Are you alright, Lee?
Are you alright, mate? You're back.
I'm in a bit of a bad area at the moment.
Okay. Shall I do this a little bit later or not? No, he's gone. Hey, that's live. At the end of the day, that's how we roll. It's a live podcast and the live phoning is just not gone correct today. I do apologise to you guys that are listening, but I'm going to roll with this. The previous fixtures, though, looking back at the results of Arsenal and Leicester, we obviously lost 3-1. Previously in October, and with a 3-1 win at the King Power Stadium on the previous season on the 9th of May. Other than that, it's been absolutely terrible, and including some mad fixtures back in the day. Do you remember that one? The Dennis Bergkamp hat-trick. We spoke about that on the previous show with the Chronicles, the Gunner Chronicles, and... there's Lee Judgins just messages now saying sorry, signal's terrible. We'll see you at the King Power. So Lee Judgins will join us on the 100% LCFC live pre-match on Sunday and post-match as well. So we'll have to do that and cover that at that point. But as I was saying, do you remember those? That's Steve Walsh and Ian Wright confrontation as well. Back in the day, I'm going to go for a win. I'm going to go for a 2-1 win to Leicester. Make sure you get your predictions in. I do apologise on some of the bits and bobs today on the show. I've tried my very best it's difficult to organise guests and stuff, especially when you've got midweek football like Lee Judges has got. And he's travelling on, I coach at the minute, with the boys clearly, going to the Wolves game. It's difficult to get hold of anyone else at very late hand for a podcast that's got to go out really this evening, so you have to bear with me. I'll see you on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock live on Facebook, and don't forget we also have shows on a Sunday morning with Jamie from Al Kudia from the Fox's Arms, and also on a Monday night with Phil and the gang on the Fan Zone show. So make sure you tune in on Facebook live for all our live 100% LCFC content for the fans, by the fans. And we are out. Cheers, guys.
Days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.